sure will. We'll hold off on that. It's kind of a long song, you know. Bill and Willie moving in, all right, but now I gotta do this gentleman's song. He was right behind
me. Sweet Appalachia back there.
What's the name? What was it? Beauty of My Dreams, okay. Well, this song, I wrote this song a long time ago and put it on a record, you know. And there was a little band up in New England, a little garage band up there, they recorded it on a record one time. And they were called Fish. We didn't know how big those guys were. They were big. And they called us and wanted us to come up and do their festival up there on the lake, you know, Oswego, I guess it was. And so we went up there. I didn't know what to expect, you know. And I knew they were a rock band. I knew that. So Trey Anastasio was the lead singer and the guitar player in that band. Yeah, give him a hand. Yeah. And he said to me, he said, now we want your band to get up and play with us, you know. Well, he said, now we can do that song that you wrote, you know, because we have it on the record, we know it, you know. And he said, what else do you think we could do? And I said, man, I do not know. He said, do you know Blue and Lonesome? And I said, yeah, I know Blue and Lonesome, but it's probably not the same one you do. I know this is a complete different genre of music, you know. But he said, no, it was written by Bill Monroe and Hank Williams. Oh, I said, I used to have to sing that every night. I got sick of this. Because I used to work for Bill Monroe, you know. So I said, now we can do that one then. Okay, we did that. And then we figured out some more that we could do. And I just found out that night that at least Trey researched this bluegrass music. He knew his stuff, you know. He knew his stuff about us hoodlums. Anyway, we're going to do this song, and it's Beauty of My Dreams.